East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Last night's severe thunderstorm in KZN has triggered an emergency response in the Midlands region. Provincial transport authorities say at least three people are reported to have been swept away in heavy rains that powdered Umshwati local municipality. Some residents are said to be missing after homes were severely damaged in the downpour. The department says distress calls were received from various communities, including those in New Hanover and Dalton. MEC Sibonisa Duma says he'll be joining teams this morning to assess the situation. KZN remains under a weather warning, which has been downgraded to a yellow level 4 alert. Severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail are expected to lash the northwestern parts of the province today. These conditions could lead to flooding and pose a danger to life. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa has brought the gavel down on the G20 leaders' summit, officially bringing an end to South Africa's presidency.
And together, we can ensure that no one is left behind. I now say that this gavel of this G20 summit formally closes this summit and now moves on to the next president of the G20, which is the United States, where we shall see each other again next year. The summit is therefore closed.
Ramaphosa delivered his closing statement at a ceremony at Nasrec in Johannesburg yesterday. World leaders were seen congratulating our president on what they've called a highly successful summit. There was also some light banter over the U.S. boycott and absence of the ceremonial handover.
There will be an incredible people.
Where is the United States?
They're not here.
Jacob Zuma's eldest daughter has opened a criminal case against her sister, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, in connection with the recruiting of South African men to join Russian mercenaries in the Ukraine war. Nkosazana Bonganini Zuma Ncube says the case relates to 17 men who are reportedly trapped in the warhead region of Donbas. Newswatch's Thekane Mhlongo reports.
The South African government recently said it received calls from men who claimed they were trapped fighting in Ukraine's Donbas region after they were lured into joining mercenary forces. In a statement released yesterday, Zuma Ncube said among these 17 men who are requesting the government's assistance, 8 are family members. She says, driven by her moral obligation, she opened a criminal case on Saturday against Zuma Sambudla, Siphokazi Ncuma, and Blessing Khoza. Police have confirmed that Zuma Ncube has disposed an affidavit at the Sandton police station for police to investigate. The docket has been handed over to Hawks Crimes Against the State for further investigation. Tsakane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Now, European and African leaders have gathered in Angola for a summit that will serve as a backdrop to emergency talks on Ukraine. Trade, migration and critical raw materials are set to top the agenda, but EU leaders are expected to hold a special meeting on the sidelines of the Luanda gathering. It's after senior US and Ukrainian representatives met in Geneva yesterday for talks on a new version of Washington's proposal to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. President Donald Trump has blasted Kyiv on his Truth Social platform, accusing the government of showing no gratitude for America's efforts. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky responded with a message on X, saying they're personally grateful to Trump for the assistance. Back home, we've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.